Immigration and refugee policies have been on the minds of people across the country, including Charlotte. WFAE's Charlotte Talks will hold a public conversation event Tuesday evening to explore these topics. For Miata Idlibi, both of these issues hit close to home. She emigrated from Syria in the 1980s. Today, she works with refugees placed in Charlotte. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia spoke with Idlibi about her journey to America and the challenges of helping refugees settle into their new home.
When refugees land in Charlotte, Miata Idlibi's face might be one of the first they are greeted by when they get off the plane.
When they arrive, usually I'm in the airport at the gate waiting for them to welcome them. You don't know how happy they get when they see someone that speaks their language, and it's a special moment. Usually it's recorded. I send it to them usually later to see.
It's a special moment she knows well. Idlibi's originally from Aleppo. In the early 80s, she traveled with her husband to the United States for a career opportunity he had. War was beginning to break out in Syria around that time, so they sought asylum in America, and a few years later became citizens. But her mother is still in war-torn Syria today.
It's heartbreaking. Like, you know, every time I talk to her, I'm not sure if I'll be able to hear her voice one more time. And you can, even, you know, when I'm talking to her, she said, can you hear the bombs?
Idlibi notes the oceans that separate them and says she feels helpless not being able to do more for her mother, who lives in a war zone. But it's that personal history that she draws from to help refugees placed in Charlotte. She works with the Catholic Diocese of Charlotte and Carolina Refugees Resettlement Programs to help refugees feel more at home. Things like preparing a refugee family's apartment with supplies, to helping enroll children in school. She'll get a call when a family has been issued a visa and their tickets to the United States have been purchased. She was in the process of helping a family from Jordan when President Trump's travel ban came down late January.
They were approved. Their tickets were purchased, domestic and international, both of them. Their bags are ready to go to the airport, and the ban came. So they called them right away, and they said, you're not flying anymore. They managed somehow to reach to me on Facebook, and I should have shown you their messages. I mean, that's it. We're not. After, you know, because when you reach that point, you went through the whole process. I mean, you don't even have a place to stay. You gave up whatever you've been doing or working, trying to support your family. And then when it was appealed, they called them again and they said, you're ready to go. So the family arrived maybe 10 days ago.
As somebody who, you know, sought asylum in the States in the 80s, and that being a relatively, much easier process.
Definitely.
How do you feel seeing what's going on? I mean, how does that touch you personally?
You know, it's painful. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, don't misunderstand me. I would love to see people being checked, check their background, make sure they are, you know, safe and okay to enter the country. I'm not against any of that. But to torture them to a point that they feel like we don't know what's going to happen to us, that's where I disagree. But nobody disagrees with the, you know, the safety of the country.
What do you think now, living in America for the decades that you have, having a family here, being an American, what does America mean to you?
It's home. It's home. And I still feel that there's a lot of hope. And my hope is in the American people.